Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 20th, 2024. I'm your host for the week, Zach Hall. Let's jump in. Starting with the headlines, PPSSPP, the PlayStation Portable Console Emulator, has arrived on the App Store, joining RetroArch and Delta, which recently had to chop its app icon in half to avoid a legal fight with Adobe. Kind of wild. And yes, I did include this story mostly as an excuse to say PPSSPP out loud. In Japan, Apple's Tap to Pay iPhone as a contactless payment terminal feature has launched, allowing small businesses to accept payments without pricey and complicated point-of-sale systems. Tap to Pay originally launched in the US in 2022. And in the UK and Canada, Apple Vision Pro is expected to arrive soon. Apple Vision Pro launched in the US in February, and international availability is expected sometime after Apple's developer conference keynote event on June 10th. And in 2025, Apple is expected to announce the second generation AirTag, likely increasing precision location tracking range. Now for some news you can use. Apple has formally announced a limited time promotion offering boosted trade-in values when buying a new iPhone. From now until June 3rd, customers trading in their iPhone 11 or newer at the Apple Store can get extra credit towards the purchase of their new iPhone. As of last week, you could trade in an iPhone 13 mini at an Apple Store for up to $270. Under this promotion, Apple says you can now get up to $300, a $30 increase. An iPhone 13 is now worth a maximum of $320 rather than $300, an increase of $20. Similarly, the iPhone 14 Pro Max can now be traded in for an extra $20, up to $650 compared to $630 previously. However, the increase for iPhone 14 Pro Max is only worth an extra $10 during the promo period. So be sure you go and get that one. Notably, the trade-in promotion is available for any new iPhone customer, not just iPhone 15 buyers. Meanwhile, iOS 17.5, the latest software update for iPhone, has allegedly resurfaced deleted photos for some users, as previously reported. The latest development came on Friday when a Reddit post claimed that their deleted photos returned on an iPad they had sold. The Reddit post has since been deleted, suggesting the authenticity of this particular claim was lacking.
We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today.
For future iPhone news, Apple is expected to make one last version of the iPhone Plus size before discontinuing the model like it did the iPhone mini size that it replaced. The information, a website, corroborates recent reports that Apple will release an iPhone 16 Plus this fall. That's the larger display version of the non-Pro iPhone 16. However, the Plus model will not return for the iPhone 17 line in 2025, next year. Instead, Apple is expected to release a redesigned, thinnest ever, iPhone model that the information expects to be positioned as a more premium device compared to the iPhone 17 Pro. This could possibly be the rumored iPhone Ultra concept that has been floating around in recent years. In short, the iPhone Slim, as it has been called by some, is expected to be sort of an iPhone 10 moment for the iPhone line, where Apple gives a more premium version that costs even more than the iPhone Pro. Nice. But before the iPhone 17 Ultra can be announced or not, we have this fall's iPhone 16 Pro generation to get to, and the latest supply chain analysis note from Ming-Chi Kuo corroborates previous reports that the iPhone 16 Pro will replace the blue titanium color option with a new rose titanium color option, That's especially notable because the iPhone 15 Pro, which introduced titanium as a frame instead of stainless steel, is the first since the iPhone XS to not include a gold or rose gold or goldish hue in the color line. So this would be a correction to that from last year. Read all that and more at 9to5mac.com. And thanks for listening to 9 to 5 Mac Daily. I've been your host, Stack Hall, for this week. I'll be back tomorrow with the latest Apple news. Until then, take care. Bye, everybody.